splitting the moon, the knowledge of unseen. Al-Quran, the miracles of the last prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in Silsila Miracles of the Last Prophet. Insha'Allah Azzawajal, we'll talk about miracles related to stones and trees. So be with us from start till end. Before we proceed ahead towards our main topic, let's make few good intentions. Because it is a saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ Intention of a believer is better than his actions. And the more intentions one makes, the more rewards he attains. I make this intention that inshallah, I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And you all can make intention that you will be with us from start till end, inshallah azza wa jal. You will remember what you learn, you will pass this knowledge on to others too, and act upon, inshallah azza wa jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. The viewers of Madani Channel, as I earlier explained, today we're going to talk about miracles of Mustafa صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم related to stones and trees. We've got our مبلغ دعوة إسلامي وخاصة السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
How are you doing? الحمد لله. ما شاء الله. Which miracle you would like to start with?
Inshallah, we'll start about some miracles related to some trees. Once a Bedouin came in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says that, how can I believe that you are the Prophet of Allah azza wa jal? How can I testify that you are the Prophet of Allah azza wa jal? How can you prove that you are the Prophet of Allah azza wa jal? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was next to a date tree. He says that, if you see that branch on the date tree, if that branch comes down, at that time, when I say to the branch, come down, then will you testify in my prophethood? He says, yes, I'll testify in your prophethood. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he commands this branch of the date tree to come down. It comes into the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The man is amazed. Not only it comes down, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commands the branch to go back up. And the branch goes back up and goes in its place again. And for this mu'jizat, this man, he was amazed. And he accepted Islam by seeing this one mu'jizat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, when we talk about stones and the Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's mu'jizat, miracles, then one of them which is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Sahaba Ikram alayhim Ridwan, they were digging the trench at the time of Ghazwa-i Khandaq, the Battle of Khandaq. There came a very rigid and strong rock. And Sahaba Ikram, everyone tried that they could put it into pieces and they can break that. But the Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, nobody was able to do that. Now they went to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and mentioned the account that this is what's happening. Allahu ghani. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam came, just striked once onto that rocks with axe, and this rock was shattered into pieces. Allahu ghani. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, did you see that Sahaba Ikram, they worked hard, they did all their best to break a stone. They were unable to do that. But subhanAllah, I think that was waiting that I am hit by Nabi of that time, by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. As soon as Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam came, and that shattered into pieces. SubhanAllah. This is a mu'jizah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Even these stones, they have got respect and reverence, and they understand Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. They recognize Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, even ulama, they've mentioned that Aka alayhi salatu was salam is beloved of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had given order to the earth when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when my beloved walks onto you, then you become soft for the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That's why sometimes you would find the blessed footprint of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam right onto the stones. Why? Because this was the order of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When my beloved's feet walk onto you, just become soft for that. Normally, stones are very rigid, very strong. But subhanAllah, when Aka Kareem alayhi salatu was salam, they would walk onto them, even they would become soft for the blessed feet of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Not only that, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when he, Aka alayhi salatu was salam, would walk onto sands. Normally when you walk on the sands, right, your footprints are more apparent. Your feet goes down. But when Aka alayhi salatu was salam would walk onto sands, so this sand would become a little bit rigid so that Aka Kareem alayhi salatu was salam could walk easily. This is the shan of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who is none other than your and my beloved and last prophet of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Dear Qazbai, alhamdulillah, amazing miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What would you like to share?
Another beautiful waqiyat about a tree. Sayyidina Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala raised. That once we were traveling with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and another Bedouin comes, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invites him to accept Islam. And this Bedouin, he says, that do you have anybody who can testify your testimony again, prove you are the Nabi of Allah azza wa jal? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, don't worry about people. You see over there at the end of a field, there's a tree there. That tree will testify my prophethood.
Allahu Akbar.
He says, how will the tree testify the prophethood? But they saw that the tree come out of the earth, come up, moved and walked towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that Bedouin that was there testified the prophethood of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 3 times. Not once, not twice, but 3 times. Testified that you are the Prophet of Allah azza wa jal. And then it moved back and went back to its place where it was. So the tree, how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam controls the stones, controls the trees, controls the animals. It's amazing. Everything in creation is controlled by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's like they are waiting for the command of Allah azza wa jal. Every small thing, every zarra, every small particle is waiting for the command of Allah azza wa jal, which is amazing, and the blood of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, let me share another waqa with regards to stones and the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This is again mentioned in Bukhari. Now it is the time when Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam returns back as a conqueror to Makkatul Mukarrama, the place, the very, very place from where Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was exiled. He was forced to do migration from his homeland. And Allahu Ghani, how many hardships he faced from same people. Now Aka Kareem alayhi salatu was salam is returning back. He's got all powers. He is coming with army. Now he is a conqueror. He is entering to Makkatul Mukarrama. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, now it comes the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam enters in Kaabatullah Sharif. And this blessed Kaaba contains 360 idols. They are placed inside this Kaaba. And what happened? Aka Kareem alayhi salatu was salam had a walking stick in his hand. Allahu Ghani. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered into Baytullah Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would point his walking stick wherever he would point, and he would recite the ayah of the Quran. جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. The truth has come and falsehood vanished. Undoubtedly falsehood was certain to vanish. And thus, whichever idol he pointed to with his walking stick fell into ground. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Just the gesture of Mustafa was needed. The Islamic brother Zaka alayhi salatu was salam would point towards the idols and they would come down. Allahu Akbar. They would fell down. This is the miracle of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, everything has been created for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let it be tree, let it be stone, let it be stars, let it be moon, let it be sky, galaxies. Even we talked about in earlier episodes the miracles related to the skies. And today we're talking about miracles related on the earth. So everywhere is the kingdom of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Hazrat Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. He quotes that once Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and I, we were going, and I was with Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, we were going to Makkatul Mukarrama. And I saw that whichever tree on the way or whichever mountain on the way would come, I could hear, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, Allahu ghani. And I myself heard this sound and I was hearing from my own ears. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. Any tree, any mountain coming on the way, they're saying, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. That is why, dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Shakani Rasul, the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, they proclaim the nara of Ya Rasulullah. They proclaim Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah ke nare se humko pyar hai. Jisne ye nara lagaya, uska beda paar hai. Why shall we not proclaim Ya Rasulullah? Where trees are proclaiming Ya Rasulullah, where mountains are proclaiming Ya Rasulullah, when they are saying Ya Rasulullah, salam be upon you, then when it is the time of Mauludun Nabi, then why shall we not recite, Noor wala aya hai, Noor lekar aya hai, sare alam mein ye dekho, kaisa Noor chaya hai, why shall we not celebrate the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we recite, khuld mein hoga hamara dakhila is shan se, khuld mein hoga hamara dakhila is shan se, ya Rasulullah ka nara lagate jayenge, inshallah in Jannah, in paradise, we'll enter with this shan and in this status, and inshallah azza wa jal, that we will be proclaiming Ya Rasulullah. This slogan will be on our tongue. Why not this slogan be on our tongue? When mountains are saying Ya Rasulullah, when trees are saying Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Another beautiful waqiyah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Before the minbar was made in the Masjid Nabawi, there was the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam used to rest against the trunk of a date tree, and he used to give his speeches there. Then eventually a minbar was made, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went onto the minbar to start to give his speech. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam was sat on the minbar. He was delivering a sermon, a speech, and the noise was in the masjid of a baby crying. In some books it's mentioned that of a camel crying so loud. Everybody in the masjid could hear crying noise. Everybody's looking, there's no baby here. Nobody's crying here. It's mentioned that it's so loud noise is coming. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam stopped his sermon. He came down from the minbar and he went to that date tree. And it's narrated, it was crying so much that it was about to split. In one narration, it's written that so much is crying that that trunk was about to split. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam went, he embraced it, he hugged it. The crying noise stopped. It stopped. And then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam explained to the Sahaba that look, this date tree, because of me leaving this date tree, that's why it's crying, because I'm apart from this. First I was with it, and I was with the date tree. Now I've gone to the minbar. Now because he's judah from me, he's separate from me, this date palm tree is crying because of me. This is the love, the ishq, that a date tree, the trunk of a date tree has for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How is our ishq Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moved a few steps away. He didn't go miles away. From the tree where he used to go to sermon onto a minbar he went. And the tree is crying. When was the last time that we shed a few tears in the love and the ishq of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The tree has that much ishq that the Prophet leaves him, he cries. We are so far from the Prophet. We are so far from the Sunnah of the Prophet. We are so far from acting upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teaching. But when was the last time that we cried in the love and the ishq of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Did you hear a dry piece of wood, a trunk, Allahu Akbar, crying out of the ishq of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? And this is the shan of none other than your and my beloved Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam. Hazrat Jabir bin Samra radiallahu ta'ala was saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I know one of the stones of Makkah who used to say salam to me, and still I recognize that stone. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is Shan of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even stones, they say salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Aka Kareem alayhi salatu salam can also understand the language of these stones. They can understand who is talking, what is it talking, and what it is saying. This is the miracle of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, it is the relationship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the nisbat of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. When Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam enters in Makkatul Mukarrama, goes in Baytullah Sharif, from his walking stick, he recites the ayah of the Quran. Allahu Akbar. And the idols, they fell down onto the ground, as we just heard. But subhanallah, look, one stone is there, which Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam with his own blessed hands puts in the corner of the Kaaba Sharif. Allahu Ghani. That is Hajri Aswad. Allahu Akbar. And that stone has got the nisbat of Mustafa. It is still at the corner of Kaaba Sharif. And those stones which used to be worshipped, Allahu Ghani, they did not have no nisbat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were worshipped and they were removed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But look at Hajri Aswad. This is the stone which was placed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, how beautifully he said, "Oh stone, I am kissing you. Why? Because my beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed you." Once when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was with Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, and Hazrat Uthman Nafan radiallahu ta'ala, Aka alayhi salatu wa salam climbed on mountain Uhud. It began to move out of ecstasy, and in it climbing it down, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "O Uhud, remain still. Presently upon you is a Nabi, a Siddiq, and two Shaheed." Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, now this is the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Upon the command of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, mountain Uhud got still. But another beautiful point ulama mentioned, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given the news of unseen. We've done a separate episode on the ghaib of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was bestowed by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this is also proven from this hadith of Bukhari Sharif, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Remain still, because upon you is Nabi, Siddiq, and two Shaheed." Allahu Akbar. Aka alayhi salatu wa salam was the last prophet. Siddiq Akbar was Siddiq, and two Shaheed. Now, they were yet alive. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving a news of unseen, that there are two Shaheed. Who were they? Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. They were made Shaheed. And this was the news given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Itself is another mu'jiza of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whereas the mountain Uhud got still after having the command of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. Alhamdulillah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we have tried to bring few of the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam regarding trees and stones. I hope, alhamdulillah, you must have learned something from today's silsila. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to follow the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So inshaAllah azza wa jal, until next time, we'll come back with another beautiful episode of Miracles of the Last Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani Channel. Keep reciting salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Splitting the moon, the knowledge of unseen, Al-Quran, the miracles of the last prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.